Florida Public Service Commission news release dated Tuesday, November 12, 2013. Items of interest at upcoming Florida PSC Commission conference. The following items are among those scheduled for consideration by the Florida Public Service Commission at its Thursday, November 14th Commission conference. Item 2, docket number 130158-TP. 2014 Annual State Certification Reporting Requirements for High-Cost Recipients and Certification of Support for Eligible Telecommunications Carriers. The Commission will address a staff recommendation to certify that Florida telecommunications carriers used federal high-cost support appropriately in 2013, required by Federal Communications Commission and Universal Service Administrative Company to receive funding for 2014. Item 4, docket number 120209WS, application for increase in water and wastewater rates in Marion, Orange, Pasco, Pinellas, and Seminole counties by Utilities Incorporated of Florida. The Commission will consider a staff recommendation on the utility's request for a rate change. Item 6, docket numbers 130129, 131, 132, 138, 139, EI. Petition for approval of 2013 through 2015 storm hardening plans by Duke Energy Florida Incorporated, Florida Public Utilities Company, Florida Power and Light, Tampa Electric Company, and Gulf Power Company. The Commission will consider a staff recommendation on Florida investor-owned utilities' electric infrastructure storm hardening plans to minimize future storm damage and customer outages. The Commission conference is scheduled for the following time and location: Thursday, November 14, 2013, 9:30 a.m., Betty Easley Conference Center, Joseph P. Cressy Hearing Room, Room 148, 4075 Esplanade Way, Tallahassee, Florida. The Commission conference is broadcast on the Florida Channel. Check your local listings, and is available online at www.floridapsc.com. Look for the Watch Live Broadcast icon on the left side of the webpage. For additional information, visit www.floridapsc.com and follow the PSC on Twitter, @FloridaPSC.